This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I want you to know that God's gracious favor is all you need. This truth is reflected in Paul and Silas' story. One day, Paul and Silas were out spreading the good news when they were suddenly beaten, arrested, and jailed. To ensure they couldn't escape from the prison, the jailer put them in the inner dungeon of the jail. Being in the inner dungeon of a jail can make one feel like there's absolutely no way out. And while I haven't been in a jail cell before, I have felt trapped with no clear answers. And from the looks of it, Paul and Silas had no answers either. All they had was the gracious favor of their Heavenly Father. And here's how he responded. Shortly after midnight, there was a great earthquake, and the prison was shaken at its foundation. All the doors flew open, and the chains flew off all prisoners. The jailer was deeply shaken by the whole incident. He ran down to the dungeon, sat with Paul and Silas, and asked what he needed to do to be saved. Paul told him to believe in the Lord Jesus. This jailer, who had thrown Paul and Silas into the dungeon earlier that day, came to wash their wounds later that night. Within a 24-hour period, he went from castigating them to caring for them. When you have the gracious favor of the Lord, your situation is being worked out on multiple levels. And as you think about that, remember these words: "For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Psalm 5:12. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blusa Blessings and subscribe to the Blusa Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, think His favor.